That being said, it is time to bring in Mike Causey, a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Good. Russians, little green men from Mars, same thing.
Anything, boy. It started yesterday afternoon, and it's continuing today for a lot of people. And like I said, my personal account's fine, but I can't post on, of course, our radio station account. And that's really what I post on the most. I don't post about that much on my personal account anymore. But anyway, with enough said about that, you know, the Jets are stocking up this year if everything works out right for them. It's the Jets, so you never know. But it appears they're trying to make all the right moves to really improve their team.
They're trying. They're doing stuff.
Yeah.
See what happens. Never know.
And here's what I don't understand. I don't believe a word out of Gettleman's mouth. I think this guy is a politician. And if I were Eli Manning, I'd retire. Why go into a rebuilding?
I'm gonna retire.
I know, but why go into a rebuilding year? Why do this? Maybe you're too young to remember. I'm not. Y.A. Tittle in his final year as a Giant. It was absolutely a horrible thing to watch. A horrible thing to watch.
So have the last 2 years for the Giants.
Yeah,
been horrible things to watch.
But it's even going to be worse this year because they have less good people. And even though those good people didn't produce, it's just going to be. I don't know why he's putting himself through it. He lost his quote best receiver. I don't know who he's going to throw to. I mean, I don't know how Saquon Barkley's going to run when they don't have anybody to throw to.
Here's the thing, Marshall. A lot of people are saying he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? Well, you know, winners never quit.
Boy, you know
what? You got a contract to honor. You honor it. You play. You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah,
a lot of big quarterbacks did that. Marino got his butt kicked for years in Miami. He didn't just hang him up and leave because he stinks. The team stinks. You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Anybody can play when it's good. A real pro plays when it's bad too.
Yeah, I just think he's leaving himself up to get injured real bad anyway. So that's going to be my thought, and I'm going to stick with it. I don't care what you say.
You're entitled to that.
Yeah. So a lot of news coming out of the NFL And we won't even go into it. Of course, Bortles gets released. Watch, the Giants will probably sign him. You think I'm kidding?
Sign him. Why would they sign him?
Yeah. Who did they sign on as a backup quarterback a couple of years ago? Just think about this for a second. Who did they sign on?
Well, here's what they need to do.
But who did they sign?
I don't know. I don't follow football.
Yes, they did. They signed that flunky Jet quarterback. They signed him to back up Eli Manning.
Now that you mentioned it, I remember it. Yeah. But I don't pay attention to football.
Well,
if they
do something stupid like that, they'll probably bring in Blake Bortles.
They're not going to do something stupid like that. They need to draft the quarterback. And Eli's going to have to take the pacifier out of his mouth and buck up and show the kid how to do things.
Oh, he'll do that. He's
him the quarterback of the future.
Eli's been nothing but a company guy. Nothing but a company guy.
Well, then this is what he needs to do on his way out the door, because it's been done by many, many quarterbacks.
Anyways.
Who was the guy that came over to the Giants and performed really, really well for them and taught him the ropes? What was his name again? Isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
You don't? Oh, I thought you were a Giant fan.
I am a Giant fan, and yeah.
Who's the guy that they got from the Rams that came over and saved the Giants' butts for 2 years and taught Manning how to be a professional?
He didn't save their butts for two years.
Oh, come on, Marshall. Face it.
They had some good
seasons with him.
They did not.
They didn't?
They did not.
Well, I'm not going to look now, but I'll look tonight and see what their record was.
Kurt Warner
did what he had to do because he was a real professional.
You look and see about the seasons they had. I'm glad that he came over and played for the Giants for those 2 years, but you know what? They didn't do anything spectacular. No, you're wrong about that.
Well, in my opinion, if Manning turns tail and runs away now, anything he accomplished with the Giants goes by the board. You don't do those things if you're a professional.
Yeah.
You don't do those things. If you're a company man, you teach the new quarterback how to do things. That's the way it's done. Whatever.
What else now? What else is there in sports?
College basketball, the tournaments are coming into the weekend. Now all the separation has been made between the pretenders and the contenders, or so-called contenders, and the big teams get the rust off and come out starting tonight. So it's going to be some good basketball games from here till Sunday, and I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, Texas fired their men's tennis coach because he was involved in that bribery scandal. Surprise, surprise.
I want to see who gets fired at Notre Dame, because I'm sure it's going on there.
Oh, all the big schools, it's going to be interesting to see who gets fired. All the big schools.
It's funny how the Hollywood elitists are involved in this, because
it's not only the Hollywood. No, it's not the
school.
See, that's a bunch of crap. It's anybody.
Is?
Yeah, Hollywood elitists.
It is.
No, it's not all it's mostly the one percenters that are involved in this, believe it or not. The people that already have wealth and their kids are way ahead of the game, and they just want to give them one extra thing and take away. It's mainly the one percenters. Just very few. Two Hollywood people have been indicted in this,
there
too.
There must be a lot of politicians involved in that, then, because the politicians are the one percenters.
No, they are not.
They aren't,
Mike,
huh?
Have you been drinking this morning?
They aren't, huh?
No, they're not part of the one percenters.
The truth hurts.
It's not the truth, Mike. It's a bunch of BS.
It's not?
No, to be a one percenter, you have to be a billionaire. There are no billionaires.
Explain to me how public servants that make not great salaries, but decent salaries, all leave office richer than when they went
in. I'm not going to argue with you with that, but they're not the one percenters. They're not billionaires. Come on, Mike. You're spreading stuff that's not true.
Okay.
They're not billionaires. Yes, do they game the system? Do every one of them, Democrats or Republicans, game the system? Absolutely. It's shameful the way they game the system, but to say they're one percenters is absolutely wrong. They're no Warren Buffetts. They're not people like that. They're not billionaires. Do they game the system? Absolutely.
They have enough disposable cash where they can do this with it. Somebody just walked out of jail yesterday by posting $1 million bail. To me, that's pretty rich.
Yeah, but that's not a one percenter, Mike. It's not a one percenter.
Okay, let's break it down to the top 7.5% then, okay? Because the one percenters is nothing but a propaganda name.
Well, let's get back to sports, because you sounded like you had a bad night, sir, or no sleep last night. What about baseball? Anything happened in baseball?
Nah, the one percenters are playing.
You're right. Harper played 0-for-2 against the Yankees Tanaka. 0-for-2.
That's nothing new.
0-for-2, Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing else, though. I'm looking at. There's not really much going on in sports.
Not much.
In hockey, here's the big story. If you go to USA Today Sports News, this is how bad it is out there today. As they're talking about a goalie that did he knock the goal off the hinges on purpose or not? A goaltender.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. But I can tell you right now, 70% of the time they do knock it off in person. Yeah, for real. They do. That's all I can say about that. All right.
I'd never seen that happen 70% of the time.
Whenever there's a scrum around the goal and the goal comes off, either it's the goaltender or one of the defensive players that does it.
Well, somebody has to hit it for it to come off. Yeah. It don't come off by itself.
No, that's exactly right. All right. You got any racing this weekend?
I don't know. I haven't checked yet. I haven't been able to. I've been too busy.
Yeah, I guess you have been.
I have been. I'm coaching baseball now. It's, you know, I have tied a lot of time up with that.
All right. Well, what time do you coach?
After school till about 7 o'clock.
And you get home and you just settle in.
That's it. Got to take care of business.
All right. Well, we'll settle it in. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great day.
Bye. Mike Cossey. With a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.